Hello, draft fans. Once again, this is Brett Gunner. We're coming at you with number 9 on the list. This whole list has been a little bit surprising. I'm not going to give you what every draft show is going to give you, just the safe, you know, picks, who we think is just going to, you know, who all the big names are. You know, I do have the big names on this list, you know, the top 4 or 5 guys, but I really want to get across the point that these are guys that I think and I know are going to do well in the NFL based on their college experience and how their game is going to translate onto the NFL's game. You know, you've had a lot of great players not do that. You know, look at all the great Penn State backs that did nothing in the NFL because their system just did not work with the NFL. They didn't have the speed, the agility, whatever it was, they were busts. And I'm going with the guys that are very versatile, that can do many things, that aren't one-dimensional. And that's why number 9 is Lorenzo Booker out of Florida State. If you look over the last 4 or 5 years at Florida State, the backs that are coming out didn't produce well at Florida State. Even the wide receivers, looking at Anquan Boldin and a few others, and yet they get to the NFL and they explode. You look at Leon Washington last year for the Jets. You know, he helped them get to the playoffs. And Greg Jones with the Jaguars, an absolute beast. You know, he's probably one of the top fullbacks in the league. You know, he got injured last year, really didn't get to see much of him, but he's a great fullback, great bruising runner. And people are like, why are these great running backs coming out of Florida State, yet they don't produce at Florida State? One of two things. In the old system at Florida State, well, since Jeff Bowden, the offensive coordinator, has been fired, they were a dual-back system. It was a very anemic offense that had a lot of problems, a lot of issues, and that's why he's not there. You know, Bobby Bowden was really stubborn, and he didn't fire his son until the whole state was about ready to shoot him. And you see Booker, who is the number one player coming out of high school, enter into the NFL draft, and he finally got a chance in his last game, you know, the bowl game, the Emerald Bowl game versus UCLA. He had over 100 rushing yards and 100 receiving yards. And just think, if he was able to do that his whole college career, if they would have had a better coordinator and he wouldn't have had to share the load with all those great backs, he would have had 8,000 yards all-purpose in his career. And that makes you wonder, you know, what could have been with him. He never had any injury issues, never had anything like that. He's very fast and elusive, 4.4 speed, 5'11", 190 pounds. He's ideal third down back. He's a TD threat on every play. I mean, you would see him take screen passes at Florida State all the way. He was very, very explosive, kind of Reggie Bush-ish. Not that big, powerful back that's going to just take, you know, at 5 defenders through the goal line. He is not that back. Do not get me wrong. But he is a lot like Warrick Dunn, and he can develop into that back that can take it 15 to 20 times a game and have 115 yards and also line up on the slot as a receiver and rack up excellent yards like Bush did last year. And that's why he's number 9 on my list. You know, you can't pass up a guy that's that elusive and that productive. He can be a lot like Brian Westbrook, now that I think of it too. And that's why he's number 9 on my list.